So, who thinks they know which of Jesus' stories we're going to look at today? Do any of the girls know? No. Go on then. The house on the rock and the house on the sand. Okay, boys that are reading it, do you want to come out? Okay, so I'm going to have to be Logan, all right? So, Jesus wanted his disciples to know how important it is to follow his example. So he told them a parable that went something like this.
There was once a man, a wise and clever man, who decided to build himself a house. So he found himself a rock. A strong and mighty rock, and on that rock he built himself a house.
And the wind blew, and the waves rose, and the rain fell down and down.
But because his house was built upon a rock, it did not budge, not one bit.
There was once a man, a not-so-clever man, who decided to build himself a house. So he found himself some sand, some soft shifting sand, and on that he built himself a house.
And the wind blew, and the waves rose, and the rain fell down and down.
And because his house was built on the sand, the house fell down with a crash.
My words, said Jesus, are like that rock. And if you build your life on them, then you will stand firm too. Firm like the house on the rock. Thank you, boys. So, building. Some of you know that we're in the middle of a building project. And it took a long, long time to get started. Nearly 2 years in the planning, in the dreaming. But at the end of February, the day came where the builder came on site. He put his fences up around the building site. And he started work. Well, he stopped. Because he started digging the foundations and he found, can you see what goes across the middle of that picture? It's not a snake. It's a root. And it's as thick as my arm. And it wasn't the only one. So the builder said, I can't carry on with roots like that going across where we're going to build. Because it'll knock your building down. I'm going to have to dig deeper. But before I can do that, I've got to get permission to dig deeper. So we had a bit of a false start there. And whilst he got permission, and then he brought on site a special machine that can dig. Now, Mr. H, how deep did it have to dig? 10 feet. Right. For older money people, that's over 10 yards. Okay, it's deep. Can we have the next picture, please, Mr. Sharp? So that was the building site after they dug 10 metres down and filled those holes with concrete. And can you see, I'm looking up there, right. Do you know, the picture up that one's a lot clearer. You've got two boards of wood for walking on, and then a sort of a circle of concrete with a metal bit in it. That's where they had to dig down, and there's 9 or 10 of those there. So the next picture, they then dug out the foundation where they're going to go underground. And the next one, that's another one of it. And then they filled that with concrete. And started to put bricks on it. Okay. And then the next one, then they could put a base on top of it. But they still haven't got started going up, have they? What have we got next? Ah, the hole in the wall of the original bungalow. Because we're not keeping the old wall. go and have a bigger room. And next. Then they started putting walls up. I believe that is the one with the wrong door and the wrong window. They got that far, and Mr. H went round and said, that window's in the wrong place. It's in the middle of the shower. Move it. So they had to move the window and the door. Okay. But eventually they built it high enough that they could put a roof on, thankfully. And have we got a completed roof? There we go. We've got doors, we've got windows, we've got a roof. We've got a nice coat on the outside of the old bungalow to keep us warm. But if the builder hadn't dug down before he did all of that, is what would happen to our wall? Mr. H might be in the shower, put his arm behind his back to scrub his back, and the wall fall down. We don't want that, do we? That would not be a pretty sight. Or even less pretty sight would be if one of us was sat on the toilet and the wall fell down. But the builder dug down. And he didn't just put a foundation in because he said that wouldn't be good enough. He had to go down even deeper. And the story we heard from the Bible tells us that we have to get the foundations right. Now, my friends at work have been laughing at me because all of this 2 years, I've been dreaming about colour schemes and curtain fabrics and what it will look like inside. And they keep saying, you've got to get the building first. Yeah? Even at that stage, I still can't think too much about curtain fabrics and colours. Because before we get that stage, I've got to choose what toilet. I've got to choose where the kitchen's going. There's still lots of things. I've got to choose where I want my electric sockets. And Mr. Smee's halfway through doing them, and I say, oh, I might want the television in a different place. Can you put another TV aerial point in? And as long as it's before he's got to the end, I'm okay. But they've plastered now. So if I change my mind now, it's a bit harder. But we've got to get things in the right order. Now, I need a volunteer to help me do something else, please. Okay, Jack, please. Right. If you come round this side, are your hands clean? Have you washed them this morning? Okay. Right, because we're handling food. Is that all right? Yeah. Okay, can you put into that bag, I've already had a practice, so it's got a bit of a clue there what's going in. Well, it's not quite sugar. What's that? Do you know what it is? Sherbet. Lemon sherbet. So, can you put that into that jam jar for me, please? All of that lemon sherbet. So you hold the bag and I'll put my hands around to catch it. So, we'll tip it into the jam jar. Who likes lemon sherbet? Oh, it's going over the table at the moment. Okay. You don't know what sherbet is? Oh!
No.
Mom, how can you not know what sherbet is? Right, okay. So, on top of that sherbet, oh, we'll put that on the table. Can you know what these are, don't you? Yeah. Right, can you empty those on top of the sherbet, please? They're not coming out very fast, are they? Tell you what, you put those in, and I'll empty. I'll sort the packet out. And those, please. Is that enough Smarties? Or shall we go another one? Another one. Another one. Another one. Okay. Number three. Is that jar full yet? Oh, shall we put some marshmallows on the top? Yeah. You don't like marshmallows? I know someone who does and who nearly ate them on Saturday, Friday. When did you nearly eat my marshmallows? You didn't? Okay. Right. But we need to count these. How many can of these can you put in? Till we fill. One. You think three and then the jar will be full. Can you squeeze another one in? Four. No, I wouldn't be able to put the lid on that, would I? Squash it down. So we think now that that jar's full, do we? We can't get any more. Okay. Can I? Right, girls, do you one of you want to volunteer now? Come on then, Tierney. You can sit down now. Is that all right? Right, we're now going to see whether you can get more sweets into a jam jar. So, how many marshmallows can you get in that one? Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 at a push. Okay. Is that jar full? Not fully. Of course not. Right, can you get three jars of Smarties in there, please? Oh, packets, not jars. There is a lid if you need to put it on to shake it. Push them down. Right, shall I give you a tip? If we put that on, yeah, and shake them, they start to go down. But they've got to find a way around all those gaps because you've squashed so many marshmallows in. Perhaps take one marshmallow out and see what happens. Right, are we full, we reckon? Come on. Are we really full? No. Do you think that would fit in? I don't think the sherbet would fit in. Oh, of course it will. This is strawberry sherbet, this one. Right, I'm going to put the lid on and give it a bit more of a shake. Lemon sherbet's better, is it? Right. But look, that sherbet's finding a way right to the bottom. Is there room for any more sherbet?
Maybe.
Maybe. The day I bought the sherbet, I also bought some jelly snakes for juniors. And you know what? The jelly snakes dipped in sherbet were really nice. There. I think that might nearly be full. There's still a bit of space, but I'm going to stop there. Thank you very much, Tinny. So, why did we get more marshmallows and more sherbet in this jar? Why do we think? Because we put the marshmallows in first. We put the big things in first. And then the smaller ones filled the gaps. And life's a bit like that. We need to put the important things first. And it's at this point I remember I was going to have the flip chart out, but we'll manage without. Because I want to ask, What are the important things in our lives? Yeah, what are the really important things that we should put first? Any thoughts? Family? Yeah, anything else? Food and water? Anything else? Jack? Friends? Yeah. Perhaps this bit is for adults. I don't know. Maybe you older guys would understand this. At work, we talk about values and people's values that are important to them. What are the values that are important to us? And I was thinking about this. For me, it's honesty and justice and things like that. Jack, respect. Yeah? The important things that if we make those the foundations. But they're not really the foundations, are they? They're the building blocks, the first layer of bricks. Because the foundation that we don't see, Jesus told us, should be God. When Jesus told the story that we heard today, he was telling people that if they listened to his words and obeyed them, they were like a wise builder who built on good foundations. Taking notice of what it says in the Bible is like building your house on a sturdy rock. Storms are difficult problems that come along in our lives from time to time. And they do come. None of us are exempt from bad things happening. But houses with firm foundations can withstand those storms. But people who listen to the story, who do not listen to the stories, are like the foolish builder who built his house on moving sand. It'd be a bit like trying to build on the sherbet, wouldn't it? If we'd got a bowl of sherbet and we tried to build our tower on it, then it would sink into the sand. It'd sink into the sherbet because that would move. Yeah? And just as that house fell down when the bad things came along, when we have good foundations, we can stand firm when those bad things come along.